This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
All right, so obviously last year was something that none of us have ever experienced, and that's both professionally and personally. And just doing games from empty stadiums was odd, and I didn't have to talk to the players like the writers did. They got it done, though. 60-game season, and they made it work. And Brian Hoke, who covers the Yankees so well for MLB.com, has written about kind of a dystopian year in a book called The Bronx Zoom, which is a great title, playing off the Bronx Zoo, and it's out today. So you can go buy it today, and Brian joins us now. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Michael. Thank you so much.
Before we talk about the book, let's talk about this team. Are they in legitimate trouble, or do you think they're going to turn it around?
They are in legitimate trouble. I don't see how they can continue playing this way for the next 100 games and still expect to make the playoffs. You know, if the season ended today, and, you know, we're going to talk about 2020, they're 60 games in. And so if this was 2020, the season is over. Now, they've still got some time left on the clock here, but it's clearly got to be a lot better than it's been, because this, I mean, look, they've lost 10 out of 13. It's been tough to watch. You've been there calling every pitch of it. It has not looked like a postseason contender to me, and this is a team that we came into the year expecting to win the division and to compete to go to the World Series. So they're not there right now, and a lot's got to change for them to get there.
You know, so many people are talking about they've got to make trades, or maybe they'll do sell-offs and things like that. But Brian, the more I look at it, who exactly are they selling off that people are going to want, and also that tax threshold hovers over them, so any significant move you make is going to push them over 210, which they have assiduously avoided. So the way I look at it, I don't know if you agree, either the guys they have now start to hit like they're expected to hit, or they're not making the playoffs.
That's the key. That's what I believe, too. I think that Brian Cashman will make some moves there. I don't think he's going to sit on his hands. And, I am curious to see, as they're bumping up against that luxury tax threshold, how hard of a cap is that for Hal Steinbrenner? Because I believe that Brian Cashman can take things to Hal Steinbrenner and say, this will make us better, but it will put us over. Do you approve this? And I think that Hal Steinbrenner, if it's the kind of move that would help the Yankees reach the postseason, if this team's on the outside looking in, then that penalty is a lot greater than whatever dollar amount he's going to have to pay to exceed that luxury tax threshold. I think that just the idea of having a dark October coming off last year, their shortened season, they can't have that. So I think that you can do that, and I think that Brian Cashman is going to look to trade for a center fielder. They're going to try to upgrade where they can. But, yeah, the guys got to play to the back of their baseball cards, and I'm thinking specifically of DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres. You know, we can throw a few other names out there, Gary Sanchez. These guys have to get it done. I think that what they have on this roster right now is the team they're going to have by and large. And if they don't perform, the offense doesn't start doing what they're supposed to do, then you're right. Then they will be on the outside looking in.
To Brian, to me, LeMahieu is the one that's the head scratcher, right? Because even before he came to the Yankees, he always hit for a very high average in Colorado. What exactly happened to him, and is it correctable?
I don't get it. Yeah, I mean, there were some indications, I guess, of this last year. Mike Petriello has a great story up on MLB.com right now where he kind of crunches the numbers on the entire offense. And so there were some, I guess, warning signs there, the ground ball rate going up with DJ, but nothing like this. Nobody could have predicted this. And, you know, I was in Tampa watching spring training in the last, week or two. I noticed DJ was hitting a lot of ground balls at third base, and I figured, well, he's the machine. He's just working on something. He'll get through it. But then April passed and May passed, and he's still doing it. So he is not the most valuable player that we've seen the last couple of years, and the guy who was a batting champion last year. And I still believe that it's in there. I don't think he forgot how to hit overnight. I think he's just got to get stop expanding the zone, get back to what makes DJ great, which is that kind of inside-out swing to right center field, the Derek Jeter type approach. If DJ gets back to that, then I think this offense can start to cook because, you know, like Marcus Thiem said, the hitting coach, he said, when DJ goes, we go, and DJ hasn't gotten going yet.
21 strikeouts last year playing 50 games, and then in 56 so far this year he's played, he has 45, so he must really be expanding the zone. The guy was an automatic base hit the last couple of years, so that's odd. Now, the question we talked about this yesterday on the show, Brian, I mean, is this team just put together poorly? I mean, we always used to just forget about the fact they don't have left-handed hitters. Their lefty hitters now are Rougned Odor, Tyler Wade, and 37-year-old Brett Gardner. And Brian used to always explain, well, the right-handed hitters can hit the ball out. But having an all-right-handed lineup, though, Brian, they're easily matched up with out of the bullpen, especially with, like teams with Tampa Bay with all those righties in their bullpen.
I absolutely agree with you. I think they are susceptible to that. There are lanes that, you know, the relievers can come in and take advantage of them at this point. And, you know, yes, I remember hearing the Yankees talk about that and saying, oh, the right-handed balance doesn't matter all that much because, you know, they've got guys, for example, an Aaron Judge, who has been one of their more potent offensive players. And, you know, I think that would be in the MVP consideration, if not for a couple other guys around the American League. But, you know, he powers the ball out to right center field. A guy like Stanton does the same thing when he's going right. But this offense, you know, is built around the three-run homer, and they're not hitting the three-run homers. And, you know, David Cohn said it on the broadcast, I think about 2 weeks ago, and I thought it was a great line. He said, home runs are a great deodorant, and they would be. Yeah, they would cover up everything else that's going on, the outs on the bases, the defensive miscues, if this team was putting up six or seven runs a night, but they're just not doing that.
What's the – Brian, what do you think like the basement is for this team? Meaning if things really go poorly – and they don't ever start hitting, because essentially that's what we're talking about. They're not hitting. If that never changes and they end up missing the playoffs, what do you think could happen to this team?
Well, I mean, they've got a nice little pillow at the bottom of the division because they will not finish last. Baltimore will stop them from falling that far. But, yeah, I think that looking at this team, you wonder if the window's closing. You know, if you go back to 2017, it looked like this team was ready to get on a dynasty run. That was a very exciting, I thought, complete team that came out of nowhere in 2017. And they've been kind of bumping up against the ceiling, trying to get back to that point where it looked like they were going to be a World Series contender. And, you know, I have them picked to win the pennant this year out of spring training, but that's not the team that I've seen thus far. And so, look, I still think there's time left on the clock. Like I said, there's 102 games left, and if they can find a magic potion to start hitting and, you know, maybe getting a guy like a Luke Voit back because they have gotten almost no production from first base. They've gotten very little from center field. You know, the pitching has really carried them. Even during May when they looked like they were rolling and they got on a good streak, it was all pitching. So If they can even get a little bit of offense, maybe you start talking about getting back into it. But Boston is tougher than I thought they would be. Tampa Bay is just as tough as I expected. And Toronto is a pain in these guys' necks, too. So, you know, I don't think anybody in the Yankee clubhouse is looking forward to that trip to Buffalo, considering the way things went up there last year.
Can the simple answer be that once these players get busted for the sticky stuff, that maybe the offense starts to wake up here?
There you go. I mean, maybe that is what happens. Maybe the pitching has the upper hand. But, I mean, it is a league-wide thing. The offense is down everywhere, so – maybe that has something to do with it, and maybe maybe we can get the baseballs back from last year too. Maybe that would help.
Now, speaking of the sticky stuff, we're talking with Brian Hoke, who has a new book out, The Bronx Zoom. You could get it today. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you know, the baseball players are very close knit fraternity. They usually don't have player on player crime. I was shocked that Donaldson said what he said about Gerrit Cole. Do you expect something could brew tomorrow with Gerrit Cole on the mound against the Twins?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what to expect. I guess we're going to find out. But, I think Cole has sidestepped this pretty consistently. And we're going to get him on Zoom very shortly. It'll be interesting to see how he responds to Donaldson. So I'm not sure what to expect tomorrow. I think that we have asked Cole about it a few times as this has continued to develop. And, you know, he's generally said that, it does him no good to talk about it. Remember, there was the incident with the Angels equipment manager came up. I think that was during spring training. So he's been asked the question. He has said very little thus far about it. I am curious to see what he's going to say today on the Zoom.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, tell me about this book, because it was none of us ever thought we'd experience last year. I mean, the whole world and sports was just a small part of it. How tough was it to do your job? And after a while, did it become the new normal for you? Because we're still interviewing people on Zoom, as you just said.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Michael, I talked to you for this book, too, which I appreciate your time. And, I wanted to really capture what 2020 was through the lens of the Yankees universe. And so I talked to tons of players, coaches, executives. I had epidemiologists on the line, you know, government officials. I was trying to get in touch with everybody, fans, family members, everybody who could kind of say what this was like being in this pandemic 2020 season, a season unlike any we've ever experienced. Hopefully we'll never experience another one like it again, playing in those empty ballparks. And, just from a work perspective for me, there's no substitute for being in the clubhouse, face-to-face interaction with your players, your coaches, the manager, those sources. You know, for example, this call right now, it's great talking to you guys on the phone, but I'd rather be in the studio with you. And so we did the best that we could with the hand that we were dealt. I think that there was a long period of time where I didn't think I was going to walk into Yankee Stadium last year. I didn't expect that at all. I thought there was not going to be a season. And, then they got through summer camp, and it wasn't clear sailing the whole way. Obviously, the Marlins situation happened, and so much else was going on, especially off the field. There was a lot of noise in that 2020 season, but credit to Major League Baseball, the Yankees, and all 30 teams, they were able to pull it off and have that 60-game season, so we actually had a reason to cheer last year and set the table for 2021.
Now, you take total responsibility for the title. Who came up with that title? Because the title writes the book.
I can't take total responsibility. That is my wife, Connie. She,
really?
Yeah, she came up with that. It was brilliant. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. We were driving around the car, and I was saying, like, oh, there's definitely a book here. You know, if they're able to pull off this season, it's going to be a story worth telling. And, you know, with everything going on in the world, there was the social justice movement, the pandemic, of course, and this presidential election was happening. I said, this all kind of overlaps with the Yankees, but what do we call this thing? And she said, the Bronx Zoom. And I said, that's it. No more bets. That is the title of the book. And, yeah, I think that did sell the book. You're probably right, Michael.
Oh, you just send that to a publisher, and then, boom, you don't even have to put anything else. The Bronx Zoom, it's absolutely perfect. So good for Connie. She's always been the brains of the operation.
No doubt about that.
Now, is Fine Sand jealous because, you know, your last book, Mission 27, was with him. It was such a great book that he's left out of this. He must be really sad.
God, he's caused trouble.
You have to ask him. But, you know, Mark was a great co-author. I love working with Mark, and maybe we'll work together again. You know, if the Yankees could get it together and go win another World Series, then maybe we could do a Mission 28 together. I would love to team with him on that. But thus far, you know, the guys in the clubhouse have not been pulling their weight there.
No, that's for sure. Anyway, so the book is out today. I wish you the best of luck with it. And I'm looking forward to hear what Gerrit Cole says later on.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's Brian Hoke. You can read him on MLB.com. He has good stuff on the Yankees all the time. And this should be an outstanding read. I started it, and it's really, really good. And it was such a weird season. And the book title is perfect, The Bronx Zoom, playing off The Bronx Zoo. Now, let's take some phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. In the 5 o'clock hour, you get an opportunity to go to the Islander game tomorrow, giving away a couple of tickets to Islanders-Bruins Game 6. So a lot of shows still to go. And we're talking to Ernie Accorsi at 4 o'clock about the late Jim Fossil. So it's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.